Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour now. This is the weekly Talk Radio Roundup, the Talk Radio, the world of Talk Radio, the news, the discussion of what's in the news and what it means to all of us, how it affects you and your lives. That's what these charts that come from Talkers Magazine every week are all about. The story list, top 10 items on that list we discuss here during this hour, an ancillary connection to the official Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the people list as well. Jennifer Horn from KRLA and the Good Day program is here. Jay Kirshner as well. I'm Doug Steffen. The story list, I'm going to go through this. I try taking different approaches, as you know, ladies, every week. So this is the people list, top 10 items and names. Number 10 on the list of people, Stormy Daniels. Get back to her later. Alvin Bragg is at number 9. Kevin McCarthy at 8. Nikki Haley at 7. Mark Zuckerberg at 6. Matthew Kaczmarek at number 5. Vlad Bad Pukin Putin is at 4. Trump's at 3. DeSantis at 2. And Biden at 1. Over on the story side, the weather is at 10. Trump and his problems at number 9. The 24 GOP presidential race is 8. The issues on the border, number 7. Gun regulations, number 6. The situation with social media, things like TikTok and Meta and Facebook and all that stuff, that's number 5. The abortion pill case is number 4. The Russian drone incident is 3. The economy is 2. And bank failures, number 1. So I'm looking at the First Republic Bank at the moment, which has been struggling this past week since the collapse of the Silicon Valley Bank, getting $30 billion in deposits today from Wall Street's biggest bank. This is one of those specialized banks for people who have lots of money. And so under the circumstances, it's important to shore it up because the economy, whether you like it or you don't like it, is driven. I've said this so many times, you know, when the government, when the president and other people yell and scream, "God, I got those guys got all the money. You got to tax them some more." Well, you learn through the process of looking around during a situation like this how dependent we are on people and companies who have a lot of money to keep the system going. Without banks like the First Republic Bank, a lot of people wouldn't have shelters. And the fact that this has been one of the most highly used banks by people who have lots of money, and the fact that because the deposits are often so big, that there's been not a run, but people have been concerned because they have a lot of assets that are connected to Silicon Valley, to high-tech business people and companies. So the fact that the
going on here, though, I think it's so interesting because I think you have people in conservative radio who are like, oh, it's just because of their woke agenda. And then, you know, you have people on the other side of the aisle saying it's such a combination of things. And primarily it's the fast raise of inflation. Under President Trump, when he left office, it was 1%. It was at 9.5% just a few months ago. And that's a quick incline. The reason I bring up Trump is that that's just a two and a half year period from going 1% to 9.5%. And you have a lot of people who are involved in these banks who are buying treasury bonds. And as the interest rate was going up and inflation was going up, they started to lose value. And then all of a sudden, you don't have a lot of people who are, you know, good predictors of what's coming next. the bottom comes out from underneath you. I thought the most interesting thing that happened this week is Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank, Kevin O'Leary, comes out and he says, this is the problem that you have with idiot managers. I mean, the problem with the SVB Bank is that only one member of their board of directors, I was stunned to learn this, actually had banking experience.
Yeah.
The other people were political donors to Obama, to Hillary, to Joe Biden. They were all donors. And then you had a bunch of people. There you had a person who was a winemaker. I mean, no banking experience here at all. And so when you have that and you don't have someone in your risk management position for months and months and months and months, it's not really a surprise. Plus, then when you add in what conservative talk radio has been talking about this month, the woke factor. You have a lot of money that was given out from the bank to companies that didn't have a huge infrastructure, but that clicked the right boxes, that checked the right boxes for, like, the woke agenda. They were given a whole lot of money that was probably not brought back.
What does that mean, the woke agenda? What's an example of that?
Like, something that would be about benefiting people who are intersectional. So, you know, you've got businesses run by minority companies or by people who check multiple boxes or different causes. One of the bank actually gave out $74 million, $74 million to Black Lives Matter groups. So, you know, maybe you're giving them out for their agenda, for their political agenda, rather than what kind of money you're going to get back and screw
another
business plan.
Okay, so there's that, and then there's another side. The federal government and its oversight of banks. I was talking to the president of my little bank where we have, the bank has grown tremendously in the past 9 or 10 years under his leadership, and it has 3 branches, but it's gotten involved heavily in various business sectors, and they're very healthy. They watch very carefully to whom they lend money, sort of following up to what you just said about who are you giving money to and what's the security as much as anything else. And so in this circumstance, there is the First Republic Bank doesn't really loan money to anybody. It is a repository for big amounts of money. I don't know, you know, Silicon Valley Bank.
They were loaning out. They were seed money.
Yeah, okay. So there's that. But with all of the regulations that have gone back to 2009, 2010, the banking industry is over-regulated in a manner of speaking, but they're looking for the wrong thing. Now, it could be because of what you're suggesting, and I recoil a little bit when everything becomes about Trump and then Biden and the politics of it all. There's a certain, I give more credibility to the second part of what you said a few minutes ago, that there is nobody watching the store that knows what the hell is in the store is supposed to do. What the business of the store.
This isn't necessarily Trump or Biden. This is about economic policy. So it means that when Trump left office, so what date was it? I used that because of the dates. So he left office
January 20th, 2020.
In 2021. Inflation was at 1%. Over the summer and into the winter months, inflation was up about 9%, almost over 9%. So that's a huge difference in 2 years.
Yeah, but that's not the idea of blaming or not blaming.
But this is not blaming. This is what they were dealing with. Because what happens when inflation goes up, they start bringing up the interest rates. And then what happens? This is where you see the bank crisis start, because you've got people who were not predicting the rise of inflation so quickly, and also then the rise of interest rates to try to tamp it down.
The whole bottom line here is that the fluidity of capital, which is necessary for our form, for the capitalist society to exist, it has to have free flow of capital. That's what capitalism is, money. You got to have it to make it. You have to have it to invest it. You have to have it to keep the wheels on the track, if you will. And so when there's a hiccup, and the inflation rate, what was going on? We had a good, strong economy. Things were good. Wall Street was doing well. People basically were doing better than they have. And then there are certain segments of society. People will tell you, it was good for some, but it wasn't good for others. Well, better for it to be good for some than to be no good for anybody. And under the circumstances right now, there are a lot of people who are rattling around. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen who was one of the organizers, one of the first organizers of the First Republic Bank, and then coming to the rescue, says that the U.S. banking system is sound. Well, what do you expect her to say? And I think that it is.
And I've done a terrible
frankly.
Job. Thank you,
yeah,
Your Honor.
Right, yeah, yeah, exactly.
No, I don't think you hear her say that.
No, you're not going to hear her say that. The inflation and rates, economists expected inflation and the rates at banks to stay low for years, and that wasn't the way that it turned out. And a lot of this stuff happens, you know, you go back to the root of all evil, which is the Chinese Communist government. And what's gone on since the pandemic, the way that we had to borrow money in order to keep things afloat, businesses going, we all know, we all got our PPP loans and we all got EIDL loans, and now a lot of those loans are having to be paid back, and some companies have hardships and some companies don't. But under the circumstances, it's China that we have to, and again, whether blaming it, but we still have these connections. And I draw, this week, I've become not necessarily a believer, Jennifer, but the connection between the Chinese government and China in general to the Biden family is becoming more clear all the time.
Welcome to the party.
And well, it isn't a party. It's so
it's quite sad. It's quite sad is what it is.
It really is.
Pretty awful.
And so under the circumstances, there's not enough. You're not going to hang Joe Biden out to dry, but you can sure see the direction that the connection has gone, not only between Hunter Biden, but the other son who's dead and his wife, his ex-wife. There's apparently some kind of connection there that people are finding as they keep looking, digging deeper and deeper.
And well, she's the latest one who received money, but it was after Bo died, I believe.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so what does that prove?
Well,
all it does is show you how corrupt
is if
things
it's him,
are.
Yeah, if it's him, what other members of our military, what other members of our government, forget the Republican-Democrat angle, who's compromised by the Chinese Communist Party? We had a story that came out this week by a friend of mine who writes for a conservative publication called Red State. One of the members, she has evidence that one of the members of the California Republican Party, like at the management level, not serving in office, but that he has connections to the CCP and has for over 20 years, directly like going back and forth trying to create a second Silicon Valley in China. I mean, it's just, it's not political when it becomes everybody's on the take, and then you wonder who needs to be rooted out because this just doesn't. We're not serving American people. We're serving different interests, like the Chinese government. It doesn't make any sense.
No, but it doesn't. 18 after the hour, this is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79, and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We have so many people that get on it for weight loss, lose the weight, and end up staying on it because it's great for joint pain.
Elizabeth Miller from Calatrine. Yeah, I think that's the message here. I think when people ask me, when they hear this, I may get an email or I might get some kind of social media, Facebook connection asking me how to get the most out of it. And I say it on the air when I'm talking about it personally. My experience with Calatrine is a constant, consistent one. I take it all the time, every day. I even give a capsule or two to my dog because of the things that, well,
it
you know,
good.
The joints.
It is good for him. It is.
All right, so what's the deal right now?
We have our buy three, get three free, but we also have a sale where you can buy three. That's our 90-day supply, and it's $20 off, too. So we have people that are live online, or you can call us toll-free, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or, again, that website is TOP-LOSS.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio with General Horn, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. So on social media, you can reach out to us, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show and Twitter, Good Day On Air. Of course, our phone line, 855-999-DOUG. Matter of fact, I think I want to start. This is for Jennifer's benefit. As much as anything else, the calls that we're getting on the program are from a varied group, men and women, as you might expect, Jennifer. You get your calls. I don't like to take live calls. I'd rather have the calls to play back because I want a kind of better control, sort of, and this may sound strange, but I want to be able to tighten up some of the long-windedness that you have encountered if you take a live call. So anyway, this gentleman this week had something. I'm just going to let this thing play out, and you guys can, after it's done, you can reflect on the wisdom of this caller. All right, James. All right, so anyway, let's do our stories, and we'll get to that call in a second. Comments from your social media connections. Our question often is the stories, what are you thinking about this week? What are you listening to? What discussion is the number one discussion for you? What do you have there, Jay?
Morgan says the bank's failing. After being told we are in the strongest economy in 40 years, I'm tired of being lied to about everything, regardless of party and ideology.
Yeah, there's something to be said for that. There's a lot of just posturing and BS, and it's hard to know. And we approach this all the time. We hear this all the time because we don't really know what to believe anymore. What do you, is it you believe according to the person that's giving you the information, even if he's full of old shoes? Alex Jones is a perfect example. You want to believe what he tells you? All right, who's next?
Jim says the Utah Governor Cox signed a bill into the law banning abortion clinics in the state. I have an idea. Don't like abortions? Don't get one. Let's bring back mind your own business.
Yep, there you go. That should be in the top of the list. Mind your own business. Stay out of this. Why are you chuckling?
That's just a good thing in life. Mind your business.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's see. What else have you got here?
Greg says the GOP race is still too early for any meaningful discussion. You have two official candidates, one making a lot of hay and another with zero chance at a nomination. Governor DeSantis will have to make a decision to get in within the next few months, and then it will be a topic that is worthy to speak on.
Yeah. 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 Okay. DeSantis and his whatever is going on with him in terms of there's another group of books being scrutinized this week. This does remind me a lot of and maybe it's not accurate, but I think about the Nazis burning books. And I don't necessarily want to equate DeSantis to a Nazi, but I think that the way this is coming across, they need to do a better job of presenting the information as to why they're looking at these books and what the circumstances are. Either that or the news media, which is so one-sided anyway, or one way or the other. You know, who knows really what's going on? All right, James, you get that call?
Well, simple. You know, abortion's okay. There's the ones that murder the babies when they come out and they suck the brains out of their head and cut them up to get them out. And by the way, the Democrats and their Marxist friends are tearing the hell out of this country. I would rather vote Republican and have abortion than let these Marxists take over our country, because they're slaughtering everything we work for.
Right.
So I'm never going to listen to you again, because you're
okay.
A moron.
I'm glad you're not going to listen to me again, because you're a moron.
Wait a second. I'm glad you're not.
What? Go ahead. What'd you say, Jennifer?
You're a moron.
I'm a moron. Yes. Apparently I am a moron. Yeah, there it is.
There you go.
Hip, hooray for you. But see, I wanted to encapsulate that, but that's the kind of call. What do you get out of listening to that other than a chuckle? All right, 28 hours.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden would like to see Congress crack down on the CEOs of failed banks. The president calling on lawmakers to give the FDIC more power to punish executives who need a government bailout after their banks fail. Security preparations are underway in New York City for a possible indictment of former President Trump. But Trump says it's time for all this nonsense to stop.
The DOJ, the FBI, the local prosecutors should all stop.
The Manhattan DA appears ready to elevate the false paperwork case from a misdemeanor to a felony. And it was a Friday for the history books at the men's NCAA basketball tournament. Fairleigh Dickinson, which made history as just the second 16 seed in tournament history to beat a number one seed when they knocked off Purdue 63-58. John Schaefer, USA News.
Remember customer service? Yeah, it's almost a lost art. Almost, because actually MediShare is nailing it when it comes to caring for their members. No wonder MediShare gets double the satisfaction rating compared to health insurance. Imagine, you get to talk to actual people, and they're for you.
Well, we're all here for the same thing. We want what's best for the members.
How am I going to help this member today that has come across my desk? How am I going to make sure that what they need is what they get? And as fast as possible.
So, yeah, you'll love the savings with MediShare. There's no doubt about that. But the way you're treated is just plain refreshing.
To be able to pray with them before actually disconnecting that call, you just get goosebumps. And you know it's God, you know, just leading you to that person.
So you can save a lot. But as always, it's people who make the difference. Call now. They are great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here.
Come
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 34 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review, the roundup of what's going on in the world of news, talk radio, and what it all means to you. We have the top 10 story list. And so I guess let's... I give you the list and then I kind of cherry pick some of the things here that are in our focus. And one of them is the continuing saga of social media and TikTok. And if you actually look at the list this week, how many of these things that we're talking about, the Republicans will tell you it's the Democrats. I tell you it's the Chinese Communist government that is behind many of the things. You know, even if you look at the border issue, the number of people that are coming in through Mexico, they aren't just Hispanics.
No.
There are lots of Chinese operatives that are coming.
Well, the cartels. They're the ones bringing the fentanyl to Mexico. They press the pills in Mexico and whammo across the border.
Well, a lot of them are made in China, though, Jennifer.
Well, yeah, but the actual hard fentanyl comes from China. They press them right before they come into the country,
mm-hmm.
and then here they are. And people, and if it comes in raw form, then it can be put into people's marijuana that they buy illegally. It can be put into disguised as other prescription pills. It is so absolutely frightening because it takes so little to kill somebody, and yet we're sitting on our thumbs. Mm-hmm. Like, where's the state of emergency on that? That's just disturbing.
What's the idea behind hiding it in so many other things? Is it because it's so addictive that they think, okay, mm-hmm. well, you'll want more of this, or are they intentionally trying to kill people?
I think there's a yes answer to both of those things. I think in some cases, yes, it is with evil intention. In other cases, you know, in the right amount, it's stronger than what people buy. So it gets them hooked on the stuff. If it's not enough to kill them, but it gets them hooked. Sometimes people just don't know. Things just get laced. I mean, it's a mess. I don't know how. When you have, and, you know, I think about your little boy, Jay, like, it is just, it's frightening to think about all the scary things that parents have to be on the lookout for. And how many times, you know, the sad thing when you hear about these teenagers overdosing, and this is not an excuse because kids do not be stupid enough to go out and buy pills from some rando on the street, but they go out and they get something, you know, that's supposed to help them with the test, like Adderall or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They take the pill, and then all of a sudden they start sweating. They start having the overdosing symptoms. So they get in the shower because they don't want to tell their parents. And the saddest thing is that so many parents have come home to find their kids dead in the shower because they've overdosed and they're trying to cool themselves down because they think they're having a bad reaction to a pill. And, you know, a lot of times you'll hear people say it's just a conspiracy theory. But, no, this is happening. We tell these stories on our shows every single day. It's just, it's, I don't know. How there's so many things for parents to worry about, people to worry about. This is just another threat.
It is. Yep.
All right, so... in terms of the business with the drone, number three this week is that drone incident, the Vivid videos. I don't know how they got those. The picture of the Russian plane spraying the drone with jet fuel with the intention of having it explode, obviously, or do something, and then they crash into each other. And you see the power of the some of these machines that we've created, back to what we were saying before about not knowing really what's going on in the world, and thus we make decisions like Iraq. Well, is the same thing true? We have these machines that are taking over. I equate the drones to artificial intelligence because basically they are controlled. It's an artificial airplane run by people who are not in the plane but on the ground, and it's run because of the connections, the computers and all kinds of other things. Some of them are programmed to almost exist on their own. And the proof of that is this from California this week. Jennifer, did you see those photos that they were, you know, it's kind of interesting because of all the rain that's happened in California. The reservoir level is going up.
Happy to know.
Yeah, I'm not buying that for a second. That sounds like something that idiot Gavin Newsom would say.
36% of the state still in a drought.
Yeah. Hey. Anyway, so the interconnectedness again of TikTok and what that's about, and the artificial intelligence and how it's being used, much of it against us. I actually don't want to think about.
I know.
It's some
scary.
Of these things.
The thing with the drone, though, I mean, it was not doing anything unusual. It was always in this pattern. It was unarmed, and it was in international airspace. And then Russia comes out and says it's our fault and that was an act of war, even though the fighter jets were clearly provoking it and took down $32 million worth of equipment. And then coincidentally just happened to have a boat in the area to try to recover the debris because obviously they wanted what was on the drone, right? They wanted that technology.
Sure.
So you can buy that for about, you know, a penny, their excuse. But I'm with you, like, just to connect this to, like, the drone's one thing. But when you start talking about AI and you start talking about all of these things that are going to, like, outperform human beings, what are we doing to ourselves? And we're also allowing a lot of that power. It's coming from China. So in two ways, what are we doing with ourselves? Letting technology take over and enriching China.
And as these sorts of things become top of mind, then you see the distractions as people don't pay attention to that because they're paying attention to things like what's going on in Utah this week, where I was last week, and it had started last week. The governor of Utah, Spencer Cox, signed a bill this week which outlaws providing licenses to abortion clinics, forces those who are operating to close. Their licenses will expire and they will not be renewed. And so we have all this energy that's being put into this around this country. I thought it was interesting that what's her face from Arkansas, Huckabee Sanders, signed a bill this week that I think basically had the same effect. did it not? It's, if I'm not mistaken, something along the lines of closing abortion clinics or making it illegal. I don't know. I just find this stuff is not the most important thing, but it's stuff that people can glom onto.
Well, it's an emotional issue.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Right.
But
exactly.
At the same time, I don't get mad for a state. I mean, I do get angry when it happens in California, of course, because I'm in the minority. But majority rules, and elections have consequences. And to have abortion back in control of the states, I think, is actually where it belongs. In Utah, the majority of people probably do not believe that abortions are appropriate. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, in California, they do. And so you kind of live and die by the majority of your state. And everybody is on an equal playing field in that respect.
Mm. Now, it was interesting also a report this week on vasectomies and how as their reliable and safe contraceptive method. This was sort of swept under the rug. You know, instead of there are alternatives to getting people pregnant or to get pregnant. And so a lot of people have used, and I understand this has been abused, abortions as a form of birth control, which kind of is a horror show as far as I'm concerned. But the other side of it is, what else can you use to be responsible when you're having sex?
Well, yeah, the whole, like, stopping conception from even happening. And a vasectomy is still a procedure. It's not something to be taken lightly. And there can still be things that go wrong. And in rare cases, it is ends up being not reversible, which is, I think, mm-hmm. one of the appeals to vasectomies, is that it is reversible, where there's really no female version of a vasectomy.
That you can reverse. Especially.
Yeah, that's reversible, mm-hmm. exactly.
Yeah. All right. The Los Angeles City schools are going on strike, yes or no? I saw this and
well,
I thought to
yes
myself,
and
but.
No. What's so infuriating about this is that the LA Unified School District really just basically got back into session. It was closed for over 18 months for COVID. Then there was another strike situation. Now it's the SEIU Local 99, which is the union for the cafeteria workers, the bus drivers, the custodians, essentially. And they want a 30% pay cut or pay increase, and the district wants to give them 20%, so they can't come to any kind of agreement, so they announced that they would be striking. So LA Unified School District and the United Teachers of Los Angeles said, well, we clearly can't come to school if they're not coming to school, so we're going to be off too. So they're shutting down schools with no online learning for 3 days because of another union strike. I don't know. It just
I thought union striking, public unions were not supposed to be able to strike. I thought that was part of the reason for some legislation that was passed a number of years ago, basically indicating that public employees cannot go on strike. And yet they go on strike all the time, everywhere. Yeah. And who suffers? The kids in school. That's it, you know, as they did for 19 months, as you were suggesting, because there was really no school. The teachers got paid and did nothing.
Well, the kids are just so far behind. I'm talking years behind because of this. So, yes, it's only 3 days, but they can't afford it. It's just...
Ugh. Yep. All right. So let's talk about school and back to I suppose we can harbor this discussion around number eight. Those people who are running for the presidency who are Republicans, a lot of focus on Ron DeSantis. Textbooks have become a political football in Florida. DeSantis they looked at math textbooks last year for prohibited topics. Apparently now they're looking at social studies books, to see if there's stuff in there that they want to ban. They're revoking. It just seems I'm going to Florida this weekend, and I'll be interested to talk to some of my friends down there about what the political realities are. I've been connected to Florida for most of my life in one way or another, and I have found over the years, I did a morning program in Palm Beach for a couple of years, and my family's had a home down there since the 1960s. I just, I look at the situation and how comfortable I seem to be when I was there a lot, and now how uncomfortable I think I will be, because I don't like all of this stuff. And so now DeSantis says they're
That's
going to revoke...
you're a Marxist, like your caller.
Oh, yes, right, exactly. Yeah, right. Thank you. So the government of the governor of Florida wants to revoke the liquor license of a Miami hotel that had a drag show. And so why would this, is this because he's running for president and he wants to enhance his conservative credentials?
Okay, here's how I think about
this. This is the Hyatt Regency in Miami. Go ahead.
I don't care if you have drag performers at a drag brunch, which is what a lot of people do, and you go out and you have your boozy mimosas, and it's fun, right? It's fun.
Silly, yeah.
What I don't necessarily want is a drag show story time for children in a public library. Mm-hmm. I think it's unnecessary. It's a lot of
But that has nothing to do with what's going on at the hotel in Miami.
Well, it did.
Well, it is.
That's where it kind of started, mm-hmm. right?
How's
so,
that?
What I take issue with is when you go to government buildings where there are a lot of kids, why are we doing this? If it's a public or private thing, let people live. My God.
Yeah. Well, again, this is all part of the political reality that we're faced with. And it's upsetting, disturbing. A lot of this stuff is damn disturbing. 48 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to review the story list from Talkers Magazine. They have every week the list of the stories that they've researched. Find the top 10 items. You can find them also published every week at gooddayshow.com. At number 10 on the story list, the weather. Once again, and this has been a story off and on through much of the winter, so it's consistent anyway as we get close to spring. Number 9, former President Trump's legal issues. At number 8, those who would not like to have Trump president, those who are running for the presidency on the GOP side. Number 7, border issues. Number 6, gun regulations. Number 5, social media items and the fate of TikTok. Number 4, the abortion pill discussion in that case. Number 3, the drone incident. Number 2 and number 1 tied together, the economy, Fed policy, and bank failures. That's it, the story list from Talkers this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The People List from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here with a report on those names. At number 10, Stormy Daniels. For obvious reasons, we've all heard that story. Number 9, Alvin Bragg. Number 8, Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Nikki Haley, the presidential wannabe, is at number 7. Mark Zuckerberg, wouldn't be surprised if he ran for president one day. He runs Meta, number 6. Matthew Kaczmarek is at 5 on the list. Vladimir, when I try to be legitimate with his name, I fumble it. Bad Vlad. Pukin Putin, I'd rather call him that than Vladimir Putin. Number 4 on the list. Trump is number 3. Governor DeSantis and all the hoopla about what's going on in school, a lot of things that will posture him into position for a presidential run. He's number 2. And Joe Biden, not only the issues of being the president, but the stuff in his family that's not sticking too well with the public. Okay, that's the People List from Talkers Magazine this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review, Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen overviewing the charts, the big stuff. And, yeah, we've all been talking about the bank failure and economic policy and that sort of thing. I thought it was very interesting, however. Number 3 is the drone incident and the overall review of what's going on in the war. The fact that the Chinese leader is going to Russia to talk to the Russian leader this week. How intertwined, how amazingly complex. And the reason I bring it up is because we just don't seem to know or grasp the impact of these international events and our interrelatedness to these international events. And the reason I bring that up is because of the Reuters report this week. Jennifer, Jay and I talked a little bit about it on Good Day. The overview of the last 20 years in the Middle East and what happened as a result of our invading Iraq and what has happened to empower Iran that was started by, I think I said something earlier in the week about watching a one-hour interview with Colin Powell and how he sort of hiccups when it comes to the person doing the interview asking him about his support for going into Iran and what information there was. And he was timid about the question because at this point we all know what happened and what a huge mistake it was to go into Iraq, even though we all thought it was a great idea to oust Saddam Hussein, the situation that was created by that vacuum, getting rid of a Sunni ruler where the majority of the population in Iraq was Shiite, I'm betting that George Bush and many of the people around him didn't know the difference between a Shiite and a Sunni. A Muslim was a Muslim was a Muslim, and Saddam Hussein was a bad guy, and because his father didn't get rid of him, I'm going to get rid of him, without really looking at the big picture.
You know,
and the
I actually
big
would
picture.
Add something in just in retrospect, and this is all in retrospect, because
yeah.
To be honest, I supported the initial war because Saddam Hussein was a bad guy, and he was not a proponent of democracy, certainly. I would change my perspective today. So I admit that I've kind of changed perspectives on that about being an interventionist. But I would add the power of our intelligence community, because, look, as much as we want our presidents to know everything when they go into office, I guarantee you that every president that we've had has had to come up to speed based on the information that they're given. And what's become more and more clear to me is how much power our intel community has, and our DOD, our Pentagon, and how much we better be sure we can trust those leaders, because we are being sold, and I look at the current leadership as well, the people that are in that department that were there under Biden, who were there under Trump as well. How much information can we actually trust? I believe that George Bush and others, including all the members of Congress, thought that the Iraqis had weapons of mass destruction at the time that they were attacked. They probably did at one time. They probably moved them. But that they did have them. And that's based on the trust we give to this small group of people. And maybe over the years they failed us a little bit for whatever gains, whether they're personal or not, that they wanted to see. Is that possible?
Yeah, I mean, anything's possible. I just think that we had people that were so busy playing the same tune. And it showed at that time, for me anyway, that didn't make any difference whether you were a Democrat or Republican. When it came to things like this, everybody got on the bandwagon because they thought, for whatever the reason, that it was a good move. It wasn't a good move. It has destroyed our relationships with lots of people and countries in the Middle East. Iraq is still a mess. Iran deepened its influence across the area, especially in Syria. The Shiites are responsible. Basically, if you understand the difference between a Shiite and a Sunni, the Shiites are the ones who have created ISIS. And the Iraqis became more powerful because of the connection with Shiites, Shiitism, if you will. And so a third of Iraq and Syria were kind of left stranded because they were Sunnis. And so what we created in that vacuum was ISIS. That's what came out of all of that. And so you think to yourself, what in the name of God is going on here? That's really, never mind that. I more focus on the number of troops who were killed. We still have 2,500 troops over in Iraq.
Yeah.
How many thousands of troops were killed or wounded for nothing? That's kind of to create a bigger problem, and it was because of bad leadership, frankly. All right, there it is, 59 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.